Blog Talk Radio. for joining in. I said Facebook because we're not able to do Facebook tonight because of the worldwide outage of Facebook. And I know a lot of people is probably going through because they can't get on their Facebook account. Oh, well, welcome to the new life we're living in. How are you tonight? My name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I am your host for Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Blog Talk Radio Ministry. Tonight we will be, how can I say it? I want to make sure you get understand what I'm saying. Tonight we will be blessed by hearing our very own Dr. Serena Wright. She will be bringing forth the word on tonight because God has put something down on in the inside of her that she is going to release into the body of Christ. And I want you all to make sure your phones are on mute. Please get your papers, pens, Bibles, pads, whatever you take notes on, and just get ready to hear what the woman of God has to say tonight. I am so excited because I know that God is an awesome God, and he's doing things in this world that we don't understand. But remember, his words say that his way is not our way. Uh-huh. That's right. His way is not our way. So whatever God is doing, I'm saying, God, take me along with you. I want you all to remember back in 2019 when God would have me speak, I was speaking that there was a shift in the atmosphere, that something was coming upon this world that we could not understand. But I told you all, and I began myself to pray for me and my family, that God, whatever's coming upon this world, please don't forget about us. Cover us, keep us, protect us. And look what came upon this world, the COVID. Now we're dealing with the Delta. Not even talking about the flu and the pneumonia, which it looked like they forgot for a little while. But how many of you all know that God don't leave his people unprepared? He said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. So with the Facebook going out on today, y'all better know that you better hear what the word of God is saying when you can't see the person saying it. You better be in place to hear what God is saying to the body of Christ. So at this moment, I'm going to check with Dr. Wright to see if she's on the line so that we can be blessed on tonight. Dr. Wright, are you on the line yet? Okay, well, Dr. Wright is still preparing to get on the line. She will not be on Facebook Live tonight. I mentioned it earlier, but I just wanted to mention it again. I just want you all to know that God's word is true. He said if he shut it down for a little while, if he shut it up for a little while. See, in this day and time, this is the time we need to make sure we have a true relationship with God. Because when you can't get on Facebook and you can't do what you want to do, you can't put your stuff out there. We got to go back to the old way. We got to go back to talking. We got to go back to picking up the phone and or going face-to-face, talking to somebody to find out some stuff instead of going through Facebook, putting it out there. I just want you all to know that God is more than able. Facebook been saying for a little while, they'll have it back up shortly, but they don't even know what's going on. Yeah, I have to laugh, because when you invent something and you don't even know what's going on, that means you forgot who the main inventor was. You thought you was the creator, but God gave you the ability to create that thing. You forgot about him. So I'm just saying that there's going to be another shift. It's going to come before the end of this year. 2020, yeah, zero. Zero is a number that has, I look at it as a number that has no ending. It's ending something, ending a decade, ending something, ending the beginning of a century. But when number one came up, it was God was saying it was a new beginning. So here we is now in a beginning where we think we have a vaccine for it. But see, next year, 2022 is right around the corner. 2022 is right around the corner. So what are you going to do? God has given you a chance to, in 22, to turn back to him. Mm-hmm. Turning 22, turning back to God. Uh-huh. So this is the time that you need to know who you're going to choose this day. So I think I heard Dr. Wright on the line. Dr. Wright, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, it's in your hands, Dr. Wright. Go ahead and do what you do. Bless us on the night.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now. God, we commit ourselves to your word and to your truth. We thank you, Father, that your presence, God, hallelujah, glory to God, the undeniable presence of God that transforms us and makes us different, that brings us before you, oh God, in our frames that are dust and creates in us your image, that we might be your representation in the earth, moving your agenda, God, in and out the marketplace, through our homes and in our families, that you alone would be glorified. We thank you for this time of coming together. God, that your anointing would be present, that the mantle of that reveals the mysteries of God would be unfolded and unlocked. Oh, God, as we declare what you have given us, we are thankful and grateful. Give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would turn with me, get a Bible. Please get a Bible and something to write with. If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 15, Romans 15, 13, if you would turn to Romans 15. 13, and say, I've got high hope. I've got high hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to Romans 15:13 and say, I've got high hope. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We just thank God today for his word that is immutable and unchangeable. There's so many things that have changed. I don't know anybody that's living that has not experienced or known someone that experienced change in the last 18 to 20 months. There are so many things that change. Even if life doesn't take a global change, life takes a day-to-day change, a moment-to-moment change, a year-to-year change. Things are always changing. People change. The weather changes. Seasons change. The date changes. Hallelujah. The constellations change. How the sun is directed toward the earth changes, but God never changes. His word never changes. Even when heaven and earth pass away, his word will stand forever, and it will not change. I thank God that he's the God that does not change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God that he brought me into an understanding that he is the God that does not change, that once I could unlock those things that did not make sense, he was willing to stand and be who he was and continue to be that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until everything began to come in line with how he had already established it and how he had already said it, because it's all who he has always been. God is unchanging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Romans 15:13. And say, I've got high hope. I've got high hope. For those of you all that have the chance that we have been talking about for the time that God has given us to share, we've been talking about recovering, and we are still on the threads of recovering, not only because God had given us that assignment well before the globe began to make some dramatic changes, but because in my life, I needed to change. And in my community, I needed to see change. And in my state, I needed to see change. And in my county, I needed to see change. And legislation in North America, I was hoping for change. And in some of the far-reaching areas in Africa where God has allowed me to go into plant ministry, I was hoping for change. There was always a reason for me to look for things to recover. But as we've entered into the most recent season, it has come upon the people like never before that we need to recover. And so we still live on the threads of those recovery strategies and the recovery breath of God to us individually and collectively, and we are still there tonight. If you are looking in Romans 15:13, I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. It says, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope. May the God of your hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope. God, we just thank you right now that your anointing remains on your word and lives to bring your word to life for us, that we may eat it and be filled. He says, may the God of your hope, hallelujah. The reality is, whether we're recovering from a personal circumstance or a professional circumstance or a relational circumstance or mental circumstance or a psychological circumstance or a financial circumstance, wherever we find ourselves, what I have come to understand is that the breath of recovery, Lord have mercy, the breath of recovery is locked in hope. Do you know that all of this time, you see, this is why I love the word. I promise you, I was not saved. I will put my phone on pause and get saved. God will take one scripture. You all, I have been studying the story of Amnon and Tamar at least 8 years. And do you know that in 8 years, I have not searched the length and breadth of one chapter in the Bible in 8 years. It has transformed my life. It has created a new landscape in my thinking. It has reframed my understanding. One chapter in the Bible that I've meditated on and spoke in and cried over and worshiped through and studied and read and believed and feasted on for 8 years. And even today, I got more understanding from that one chapter in the Bible. If I was not saved, Lord have mercy. Listen, the answer to what you need is in the word. The how to rearrange the confusion and the chaos in your understanding is in the word. How to restructure your finances is in the word. The creative strategy to launch your business is in the word. How to get done, who's doing everything you told him explicitly not to do, is in the word. How to get your daughter to understand her value is in the word. It's in the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in the word. How to bring down those strongholds that live in the workplace, that operate in oppression and segregation and racism and bigotry. It's in the word. How to withstand and continue to stand in the strength that only God can give you is in the word. How to be healed and recovered from those things that the earth has no answer for is in the word. I've been feasting on the scripture for 8 years, and even tonight, God has shown me something that I've never seen like I saw it tonight, that over all of these years that I've been talking about recovery and starting with the children of Israel and been walking through the scripture, and God has even given me to write a book about how the scripture has transformed my life, I saw something tonight like I've never seen it. All recovery personally, corporately, nationally, globally is locked in hope. Hope. Meaning that you have a desire for something good and you expect to obtain it. Those that are hopeless and defeated, that is how you end up. Anybody, any situation, any group of people, any place, anywhere, anytime, locked, what we call stuck, unable to recover. I can't gain my footing. I can't come back from this. We may have a different language, but the reality is there must be a seed of hope in order for anybody to recover. Do you know in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans I have for you, to give you a hope and a future, because he is the God of hope, and he recognizes that as life goes on, that as he is allowed by our permission to plant himself in us, that he can give us himself, which is the seed of hope. He is the author of hope. He is the God of hope. That is what sets Christianity, Lord have mercy, Jesus, aside from every other idolatrous religion, because they operate in works. They operate in discipline, but they do not have access to the God of hope, the God that can have you have very few resources and make your name great and bring you before men, because you believed it, you desired it, and expected it. He can see you with a hope that cannot be extinguished. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, see, I was always trying to balance God, why would you put in the Bible that life happens to every man? Because it seems so dismal. It seems like, well, you know, there are just some unavoidable in life. You know, that's my translation. There are going to be some unavoidable disappointment. That there is the prince of darkness, the kingdom of darkness ruler is in the earth and influences people whose spirit have not been regenerated, and they exact evil and wickedness upon people because they are moving in and out of the earth. And in connection with that, you just have life. People making decisions, operating and moving through their own selfish, self-consumed agendas to culminate in a sort of set of circumstances that impact your life as it is. Then we have physical conditions, mental conditions, life just happening. People doing things, being unwise, you being unwise, people being unwise, family members, life is just happening. And so I said, God, how is it that we are to be locked in this place of where, see, I always went, stay with me, I always went to Hebrews where it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. I zoomed in on the faith but didn't realize that the seed of hope had to already be there. And then he goes over in Romans 15 and say, because I, Serena, am the God of hope. Listen, let me tell you something. Anytime we are telling ourselves that we are ready to move in faith, it's because we've responded to the seed of the God of hope that he planted in us when we accepted him. Anytime anybody's going to recover from anything, every recovery in life is locked in the seed of hope. God is the God of hope. Do you know that all these years in my life, I began to say, now how did I just so, because I had this very, very dismal worldview before I got saved, which is why I was so perplexed that God would say that life would happen to every man, because once I got saved, I'm like, I know I am not supposed to this dismal worldview that I always carried. This will never make it. We're doomed. People are racist. They're bigoted. The system is against you. How am I going to save that much money? I don't have these kind of resources. He cheated on me. She lied on me. My worldview was very skewed towards those things that were not encouraging. And so then, like I said, when I came over and read that life is going to happen, I'm like, so then are we just going to be subject to this being impacted upon us? And so when God began to illuminate my heart with recovery strategies, I would feast on it because I really needed that part of my understanding to be transformed, that recovery is God's very own business. He's in the business of recovery, recovering us from sin, recovering us from the dominion of sin, recovering us from darkness, recovering us from death, leading us into eternal life. He is the God that recovers. But I have never known and understood that he is the God in the recovery business because he's the God of hope. Do you know that every recovery is locked in a seed of hope that is seeded in our hearts when we accept Jesus Christ? Let me tell you something, sis. You can stop trying to wait for someone that doesn't have the seed of God in them to be as excited and as hopeful and believing as you. Let me tell you, sir, it's not that she's being negative. She hasn't been seeded with the God of hope. It's not that they're just wanting to be oppressive and segregating. They just don't want to be hateful. They haven't been seated with the God of hope. They don't have a desire of anything good. They don't have an expectation of anything good. It's not a seed in them. That's why they got to walk across you. Go ahead and start seeding people. You've got enough hope to share it. My God in heaven. Let me tell you, if you are a born-again believer, do you know God wants you to walk through the earth and just start throwing hope out your mouth? Just start releasing hope. Say, good morning, and I hope you do. Lord, have mercy. Do you know that every recovery, anybody that's ever recovered from anything, recovered from a hateful understanding, recovered from bigotry, recovered from a nobody say. If the Bible says God is the God of hope, somehow the light of the truth of the God that I serve became illuminated in their heart and gave them the opportunity to hope. And hope never makes us ashamed. God is the God of hope. Every recovery, Lord have mercy. I don't care what you need to recover from. Do you know that you need to get in this word and grab onto the seed of hope? The Bible says in Romans 15, 13 that God is the God of hope. Do you know that if there's anything in your life, anything that's crossing your path, anybody that's miserable and sick, that they're discouraged and they're downtrodden, that they need you to release the seed of hope. They need to explain to you who God, explain to them who God is. They need for you to share with them that God, the God that you serve, is not just the God of heaven. He's not just the God of earth. He's not just the God that created everything that's been created. He's not just the God of restoration. He's not just the God of redemption, but he is the God. Somebody say the God of hope. He said, may the God, hallelujah, the God of hope, fill you with joy and peace. Do you know that this whole verse of scripture, Lord have mercy, this whole verse of scripture, Paul is beginning to speak to the people, to speak to the Roman people, and he began to talk to them and declare the wonderfulness of God and talk about that who God was and to tell them to praise God and exalt God. In verse 13, he breaks out in prayer. He said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing with hope. He just busts out and starts praying. I dare you to do it. I dare you to go to work and somebody start talking about, well, you know, the child jumped over the moon and all my dishes ran away with the spoon. I dare you to just bust out and say, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace and believing that you may abound and overflow with hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He just rushed out in the middle of the chapter. This is not verse 1. This is not verse 33. In the middle of the chapter, he just bust out and started praying. May the God of hope. Hallelujah. I dare you to do it. I dare you to have somebody say, listen, brother, can I touch your hand right now? May the God of hope stop a mid-sentence. Yeah, stop a mid-thought. Say, all you need is the God of hope. All you need is the seed of the living God to make resident in with you and come forth and bring you that is the kingdom. The Bible says that he fills you with joy and peace and believing. Do you know that joy and peace is the kingdom? Lord have mercy. He said, may the God of hope fill you with the kingdom. May the God of hope fill you with the kingdom. Oh, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing so that you can do what? Abound and overflow. There are so many people that feel depleted. They feel wrecked. Their whole lives have been changed. Their family members have passed away. They've lost their jobs. They're depleted. They're empty. They're emotionally exhausted. They're psychologically bankrupt. And they need the God of hope to fill them with the kingdom so that they can believe and expect to obtain that overflows and is abundant. Do you know that God still has abundance for his people? See, we've got to be so careful that while the world is spinning on its axis, do you all know? Listen, let me tell you. Do you know that on these letter shows, they will fill you with so much hopelessness, trying to convince you that this man was awful and this man is going to be your savior. This man didn't do this, but this next man going to get it right. I don't even care if a woman had been elected president in North America. They will be trying to sell you that is a complete fallacy that if this man didn't do it, then this woman will do it. Oh, well, you didn't elect the woman. Well, then we'll take the man. Let me tell you something. The answer, the seed of hope is not in the 43rd, 44th, or 45th president. I'm going to go on the wings of hope for those that will be listening to the archives 100 years from now. He's not going to be in the 69th president either, but the God of hope. But the God of hope that'll fill you with the kingdom is how you'll abound and overflow. If you know someone that's depleted and empty, if you've hit a patch in your life where you said, I can't believe thought I would ever see in my life a time where the culture is this destitute, where the minds of the people are so robbed and empty. But do you know that God has got some people in the earth that are filled with the seeds of the God of hope, that are ready to release that feel? Hallelujah. That are ready to release from their mouth that can fill a person. Do you know that alcohol can fill you? Do you know that illicit sex, or even sex that is within a marriage, or money, or drugs, or gambling, or clothes, or cars, or jobs, or titles, they don't feel, but joy and peace will feel, not only to abundance, but to overflow. My God, I say, thank you. That's all that the world needs right now. We've got to make sure that we're not at work talking hopeless. We've got to make sure that we're not at the laundromat looking hopeless, because we've got the seed of the God of hope. He said you've got the very seed of every recovery locked in you if you're in me. And we're supposed to get over in him so we can live and move and have our beings. The seed of the God of hope is resident in you, ma'am. The seed of the God of hope is locked down inside of you, sir. Go ahead and walk this earth. Go out into the marketplace and release that can feel. All the people are looking for is to be filled. They're looking for restoration. They're looking for recovery. They're looking for a way out of the misery, a way out of the pain, a way out of the anguish. And the answer is in you, sir. You're God of hope. Every recovery is locked in the seed of hope that is resident in the God that is taken resident in you. And God needs you. He's calling you. He's calling you to come out of the carnal. Quit trying to sell happy-go-lucky and go ahead and tell them, I've got a place in me that I can release the God that will fill you with joy and peace and believing until you abound and overflow. Lord, have mercy. Let me tell you. They're going to be looking for the kingdom. They're going to be seeking us out. They're going to be seeking you out, sir. Don't you dare close that ministry. Don't you dare close that. Don't you dare. I didn't say don't close that church. I said don't close that ministry. Don't you shut up your voice. Don't you stop telling the truth. Don't you stop believing. I don't care what they call you. I don't care how they look at you. I don't care what's at stake. Don't you dare stop it, because they're going to come looking for the seed of the God of hope that's down in you to fill their empty places. Do you know by the time the culture starts to put that is deeply perverted and sick, that is debaucherous and lascivious, and try to normalize it, it's because they're empty. And the emptiness is becoming a place of desperation. So they look deeper and deeper into darkness. But, oh, my God, we're not discouraged. We're not deceived, and God is not mocked. He's got some people in the earth that have been seeded. Been seated with hope, that they have been locked down into hope. They believe and they got an expectation of obtaining, not only for them, but for them too. But not only for themselves, but for you too. Not only for me, but for you too. See, I've been locked in. I've been locked in by the God of hope. He planted himself in me. And then he turned around and promised me, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the age. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's counting on us. God is counting on us. Somebody say to go ahead and let those people know, but that God can fill you with joy, so he can fill you with the kingdom. He says righteousness, peace, and joy. Y'all, the Bible. Oh, my God. He said he can fill you with the kingdom. And do you know that what you thought was destitute, what you thought was nothing, God will give you instructions. You'll be looking at dry bones. He'll put sinews on them. You'll be looking at a marriage, and that marriage will look so dry, and God will give you those instructions. God will tell you what to say until it begins to reconstruct before your very eyes, and then abound and overflow with the love of God that you've never seen. Don't you know that he's the God of hope, that he will plant himself in us so that we can receive and release that believes to obtain something good and expect that believes something good and expects to obtain. assignment. Go ahead and release it. That's what God is calling us to. Just like Paul did with the Romans. Verse 13. Go ahead. I know you're going to be lost right in the middle of a bite of a sandwich. But say, can I verse 13, y'all, and just start praying, may the God of hope. I know that you're going to be around all your real, real, real smart friends. You're not going to be around your medium smart friends. You're going to be around your extra smart friends that wear all designer clothes. Just say, can I verse 13, y'all, and go ahead and pray and say, may the God of hope. Because even under all of them designer clothes, I can see that you're hopeless. I can see that you don't believe your daughter can change. I can see that you don't believe your finances can get any better. I can see down on the inside of them, looking right in the windows of your soul. You don't believe that God can heal your grandmother, but the God of hope. That he wanted me to just verse 13 you and say the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace and believing. To you abound and overflow, somebody say in hope. Lord have mercy. You're not just going to abound and overflow. You're going to abound and overflow in hope. You're going to believe so much. You're going to believe that something good is going to happen so much that you're going to set your expectation to get it. God's in the transforming business, and he wants to use you and me. He wants to use the people that he's locked himself in, that he's seeded himself with hope, and he's committed himself to us, and he's committed himself to show himself through us. He wants us to go out into the marketplace to those that are hurting and broken, those that are disturbed and can't make sense of what has happened in the last 18 months where there is so much loss and so much lack and people that have lost homes and jobs and friends and family and framework and stature and title, and they feel empty and lost and broken, and he's calling us to go and tell them about the God of hope that feels, that doesn't just feel, but feels to abundance, that feels to overflowing, and say, sir, but not just overflowing. You don't want to just overflow, but you want to overflow with hope. He wants to restore. He wants to restore his people to the place of hope. He wants to restore you, mother. He wants to restore your hope. He wants to restore you, sir. He wants to restore your hope. All you've got to do is go back to the God of hope. God, don't you know that prayer gets you back there? You know how I know? Because when Paul wanted this for the Romans, he just started praying. He said, well, may the God of hope. Do you know that he was praying for them? That God would fill them and fill them with hope. Do you know that when hope needs to be restored, there's got to be some prayer? That there's got to be some more prayer. We've got to do less talking and more praying. We've got to do, y'all, go with me. Go with me. We've got to do less of that and more praying. See, I don't want to say it because then everybody going to try to go grab a scripture. You know how people do. You know, they don't want to hear the prophet so that they can prosper. They want to do, you know how we do what we do. But if you just do less of that and more praying, if you do less binge Netflix and more praying, because the God of hope wants to restore some hope in the earth, and he wants to use you. So he wants you to do less talking and more praying. He wants you to do less eating. He wants you to do less eating and more praying. He wants you to do less yoga. Y'all don't want to hear nothing I'm saying. And do some more praying. He wants you to know less and pray more. My God, he wants you to know less and pray more. Do you know that when Paul wanted the Romans to grab hold to the God of hope, that would cause them to overflow with hope, to match everything that would come up against them, he broke out in the middle of the chapter and started praying. Somebody say no less and pray more. Lord, I thank you. God is calling us. He's invested in us, himself, as the God of hope, that we might be first partakers of that filling. That we might be first partakers of that feeling of being filled with the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that we might abound and overflow in hope. Somebody said, I got high. I got high hopes. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you, Lord, for Minister Evangelist prophetess, Dr. Serena Rice. She ministered this word to us tonight. She broke it down where we can understand that the God of hope, like she said, I'm in high expectation. I'm just ready for the next level in God. I hope you all enjoyed the word on tonight. I'm going to ask the woman of God, Apostle Elect, to open the line so that each and every one that's listening in can encourage the woman of God on tonight, because the word that she brought forth, she released in us, that the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace. The God of hope, my God, my God. The lines are open.
Praise God, saints. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank Dr. Wright for her message on tonight, her encouragement and her explanation about expecting and trusting and knowing God is going to do what we need to have done, to give us the strength to do it as well, to do his work in our lives. Thank you so much for explaining the expectation part. Because we say, well, I have hope, but we have to expect it, to truly expect, do what he says he's going to do. Thank you so much for helping us to hold on and have hope, especially in his word. In his word, which doesn't change. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot, for encouraging the woman of God on tonight. Is there anyone else?
Dr. Wright, this is Cecilia. Thank you so much. The word and how you talked about how you could go and you can study things and, you know, meditate on things over and over again, and then God gives you the revelation of not just the feeling of the expectation, not just thinking that something is going to happen, but you can trust that it's going to happen, and you can trust in knowing that when, like you said, whatever's going on, whether it's on your job or whatever, and someone's talking just contrary to hope, that you can know that you know that you know that joy and peace and faith. You've got to have a faith. Like you said, you got to have the faith and the confidence in the promises of God. Woman of God, I thank you for reminding us that even faith the size of a mustard seed is what we have to go along with that hope and that peace and that joy. God has so much for us. It just made me go all the way back to, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall, not might, but shall be added unto you, the joy, the peace, the faith. Wait a minute, you already preached, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word on tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else who would like to encourage the woman of God on tonight? Okay, well, we just want to thank everybody that listened in live and those that was going to be listening in the archives. I gave you a lot of titles for Dr. Wright, but I saved the best one for last. Dr. Wright is now an author. She wrote a book. The book is called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. And I thank God for knowing her. I thank God for being a part of a ministry that she is a part of. I thank God for having her in my life. I've been knowing Dr. Wright a long time before she even had a title. And I thank God that he gave her the ability, the knowledge, and the way to write a book, and she went through with it, and she put in there the title, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. I'm going to let Dr. Wright give you all more information on that, and I will give you the closing remarks, and then I will allow Dr. Wright to pray us out, and we will end the service after that. Dr. Wright, would you please give more information about your book?
Yes, Mother God, thank you so much. God has so tremendously blessed us and brought us into a place of formation and used the word to challenge us and then allowed us to send those instructions that it might be a blessing to the kingdom. And the title of the book, as Woman of God said, is The Last LAST, The Last RX, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. It is on Amazon. If you put The Last RX in the search bar or my name, then the book will come up. It's entitled The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need, Amnon and Tamar. And I just encourage you to take the book and to use it as a meditation, to study those scriptures and those things that God has given us to share. It will truly be a blessing to those that have found themselves in a place of needing to recover. That was one of the first things that I've been able to release with respect to the ministry of recovery. And we just thank God for that and for the opportunity to share that it can be found on Amazon under The Last RX or under my name, Serena Wright, on Amazon.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Wright, for that. I want you all to know that this is a ministry that is anointed and appointed and called by God. We know that many are called, but few are chosen. And I thank God to be connected to a ministry that has been chosen. With each and every speaker that is attached to this ministry, I thank God for the belief, the lifestyle, the words that come out of each speaker's mouth. It's a life with words that's from the book that give life. They speak life into us because they give us the scriptures that we can go by, we can refer to, and then we can apply it to our lives. I thank God for that. I thank God for being able to know each and every man and woman of God that speak on a personal level, whether it's family, friends, or just both. I thank God for that. I thank God for this ministry of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I thank God for our overseer, the apostle elect Cecilia Kaiser. I thank God for Dr. Wright speaking on tonight, releasing into our lives, because you cannot listen to this ministry and not be blessed by it. And I just want you all to know, if you come back next, this Friday coming up, our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. Prophet Antoine Thomas will be releasing a powerful word of God also. So just be ready to hear from him. Facebook Live, if it's up. If not, we'll be doing Blog Talk. We will be doing that at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can hear our very own apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser, which is also our overseer. And you can hear from Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And then next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will have Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He will be bringing forth the word, releasing into our lives also. And don't forget that this ministry loves you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And tonight, what was added unto you was the God of hope. Thank you, Lord, for knowing that scripture was put out to us tonight. And at this time, I'm going to give it back to the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, that she would pray us out and that we could just go on and rest as we sleep, relax in the peace of God. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Dr. Wright is in your hands.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now. That God, that even as we put hope in your word, we wait and watch and hope, God, that we know that hope will make it not ashamed. God, that we would receive you, God, as a seed inside of our hearts, that you are the God that offers and preserves and releases hope, that you are the seed of hope, that you are seeking to have us to live as those that are filled with the kingdom, with joy and peace, that we would abound in every area and overflow in that same hope. We thank you right now, God, that as we have received that abundance, that we are prepared to release it to those that are hurting and those that are broken, that those that are filled empty and those that feel completely defeated, God, that we would be ready and submitted to your will, prepared to release to them that will fill them with abundance and overflow of hope. We thank you for it right now, for we do call it so, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and good night.
Amen. Good night, everyone.